For your safety, remain seated with the doors closed, keeping your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside while the tram is moving. And supervise your children.
Welcome, foolish mortals, to the Haunted Mansion.
Because this here's the wildest ride in the wilderness.
Soar into tower. We are ready for takeoff.
I know not who you are, nor how I came to find you, but may I just say, I...
Come on, everybody, here we go!
Hi, I'm Scott.
And I'm Michelle, and we are the owners of the Main Street Mouse.
And this is show number 142 for April 23rd, 2024 of the TMSM Weekly Podcast.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is. And we're on location this week.
We are on location. So the podcast was supposed to come out last night, but we were traveling. So apologies on that. Yes. We actually considered skipping it this week, but we didn't want to do that because we know people wait for the show. But as Scott just said, we are on location. Where are we?
We are in Southgate, Michigan.
So for those of you that don't know what that is, we are in the suburbs of Detroit, Michigan, where we grew up. Mm-hmm. And why are we here, Scott?
There's a little event taking place in downtown Detroit this weekend that maybe some football fans probably have heard about called the NFL Draft.
Yeah.
And this year it's taking place from Detroit, which it's never done before.
Uh-huh.
First time it's been here. I think it's only been in a handful of cities around the world, around the country. Over the years, and finally it's coming to Detroit. So it's a huge deal here.
It's a big time huge deal here. I mean, okay, so you guys have to understand that the city is still all hopped up because of how well the Lions did this year. Yes. And the fact that we get the draft this year, it just kind of like compounds on each other. So it's major hype. And the city of Detroit has been in like preparation mode for, I think, 6 weeks now.
Something like that. They've been pictures. I know you've shared a lot of them on your social media and such, as just like stages being built. Mm-hmm. and different events area. So if you've ever been to a city where, say, a Super Bowl is being hosted, they bring all kinds of events and different displays and things like that to see around the city. And they're doing the same thing here for the draft. So they're bringing in a lot of the different busts of the different Hall of Fame players. Mm-hmm. Are coming here to Detroit. They have some players will be on hand doing autographs and meet and greets and what they're calling chalk talks, where it'll be certain players talking to the fans about football and things like that. And there's all kinds of seminars, just a whole lot of stuff going on all weekend, along with the fact that the NFL teams will be drafting their players out of college.
There's also going to be like merchandise booths and food booths.
Yes.
I'm actually looking forward to the food merchandise.
There's a Mom's Spaghetti booth.
Yeah. So one of the places that is serving food is Mom's Spaghetti, which is owned by Detroit's own Eminem,
Marshall Mathers, Slim Shady, whatever name you want to call
him. Whatever you want to call him.
Yeah.
Him. So I'm a spaghetti snob, so I'm very curious to know what it tastes like.
I know last year when they had the Lions training camp footage that was on HBO last year, Eminem actually was in one of the videos and he brought Mom's Spaghetti to the players one day at the training camp.
Well, he's in the promos for the draft this year.
He is.
Too.
Him and Roger Goodell, the commissioner of the NFL, have been doing some promos for it. So it's kind of exciting. I mean, it's a big deal, especially since the Lions did have a great season last year. And this was announced before that season began. So,
yeah.
It's just fun. It's great for the city. It brings a lot of income into the city.
I was going to say, they were talking about the city of Detroit is, I forget, it was an outrageous number. It was like $1 billion revenue or something.
That's awesome.
for this coming weekend, which of course Detroit can always use that. But I think it's going to be really exciting. And the weather here is
It's football weather.
Yeah.
Kind of a little bit on the colder side. Not Florida cold by any means.
No.
And here it'll be warm by the time the weekend gets here. Today's a little bit chilly, but it's not
bad.
Yeah,
it's kind of cold and rainy here today. But we're in Florida the past couple of weeks, it's been so darn hot. Like we got a heat snap and then to come here. And when we were driving here, it actually got chilly. Like when we got to Georgia, it started dropping quickly. And I'm like, oh, here we go. So
yeah, we got in last night. I think it was in the 50s when we got here.
Yeah, it wasn't terrible. It was cold yesterday in Georgia though.
Today it's cold and rainy.
Yeah, but it's not supposed to rain all week.
Thank God.
So yeah, it's gonna be a good week, I hope. I'm really happy to be home.
Yes.
I'm really happy to see my friends and family and mm-hmm. go enjoy the city and do the football thing. And
yes, and we've already had two of our food staples. So when we come to Michigan, we do the food tour, we call it. Where we go to all our favorite food places that, of course, we can't get that kind of food easily in Florida.
We haven't even been here 24 hours yet, and we've already had Chinese food and Coney Island food.
I know. It's kind of cool, isn't it?
I know. I'm like, what's for tonight, pizza?
I know. I'm thinking pizza tonight.
Seriously, that's one thing. Whenever we come home, like at Christmas time or whatever, we miss a lot of food here because Florida just is a lot of chain restaurants, and there's more like mom and pop places here. So whenever we come home, we just eat the whole time.
I know, it's funny. We're getting ready to go eat breakfast or lunch, whatever you call it today. And we're getting ready to leave. And we're just talking about food. And your dad's like, I can cook breakfast. Like, no. We need to go out and get our food. We only get so many days. So, and there's quite the list.
We have a list, Dad. We cannot have breakfast at home.
And usually the Coney Island, we do 2 to 3 times over here. I know. Badly.
And food is so much cheaper here. So basically what we do when we come home is try to soak in as much of our things that we miss from home into the week. I mean, and it's hard to pack all that in, but you know, we've been here. Well, not here.
Florida.
We've been in Florida for, it'll be 10 years in June.
That's crazy.
And it's just very strange to me, how, yes, we live in Florida, but even after 10 years, when we come back here, it still feels like home. I mean, everybody's here. All the places, well, except ones that have closed, you know, everything is still familiar.
Right.
Even though it's different.
It is different. A lot of the businesses that we knew growing up here aren't there anymore, and they've been replaced by a lot of car washes.
We saw like 18 car washes this morning.
It's odd how many car washes are in the area, but our biggest thing, those come here for food. There's just certain foods we can't get in Florida.
Right.
Like Chinese food here is so much better. And then Coney Island, we do have Detroit Coney Island, which is in Florida on the coast. Clearwater, I think, is where they're at now. Which
you want to tell people that don't know what a Coney Island is?
So a Coney Island is a hot dog, natural casing hot dog, that is covered with chili, onions, and mustard on a steamed bun.
Okay, but what's a Coney restaurant?
Coney restaurant is basically a diner, I guess is the easiest way to
explain it. Yeah, that serves Coneys.
That serves Coney Islands. They serve a lot of sandwiches, burgers, regular hot dogs, chili cheese fries, breakfast.
Gyros, so there's a little bit of Greek in there too. Yeah,
a lot of the original Coneys were owned by Greeks, so they brought that with them to
Greek salad.
Big salad. Just all kinds of great stuff.
And it's cheap.
And it's always cheap. Compared to Florida prices, we come up here and like me and Michelle go someplace and eat and it's like $12. But holy cow, can't even go to Chick-fil-A for one of us.
You can't even hit up the Chick-fil-A in Florida.
And that's with a code for free stuff.
Oh my God. Yeah. It's just really weird. But yeah, so that's why we did not put out a podcast last night. So here we are today. It's Tuesday.
Yes.
But at least we didn't skip out.
That's right. And next week it'll probably be on Tuesday, I'm guessing, also, because we'll probably be driving still next Monday, but we'll see.
Yeah, we actually brought our equipment so that we could record this show, and then I can do a condensed version of the Daydream Believing podcast, which I'm going to record next.
Which is a good segue, because I was going to mention that so you've done 2 episodes of your show now.
Yep.
It's phenomenal. It really is. And I'm not just saying that.
You're a little biased.
No, but if it wasn't good, though, I wouldn't push you to keep doing it.
You'd be like, man, that sucks.
Yeah, see, if it sucks, I wouldn't. It's like you tell me all the time, was that good? I'm like, well, if it wasn't, I wouldn't put it out. I mean,
you know, but sometimes you just need a little reassurance.
You got this. No, you're doing really good. The fans seem to like it so far a lot. Listeners are really downloading and listening to that one. Last week you talked about somebody had sent in a question and you kind of answered the question and turned a whole show into that question.
Yeah, I turned a whole show into it. So somebody had asked me about what advice I would give younger generation, not like I'm 85 or anything, but she's talking to, you know, young girls like 20, 25 right. that, you know, have insecurities or, you know, how do you not compare yourself to what you see on social media?
Right.
And I thought that question was worth a whole segment.
It really was, because social media encompasses so much of our daily lives for every, no matter what field you're in or just in your personal life, social media really controls a lot of what you
do. It does. And I think the point I wanted to drive home is that social media is what you see isn't real. It's what people want you to see, especially if she's looking at people that are quote unquote influencers or stuff like what I do or right. stuff, you know, like that. It's a whole situation. So if you want to hear that conversation, please go to the Daydream Believing podcast and download it, because it's interesting.
Yeah, make sure you subscribe. So it's available on Apple Music. It's on iHeart Music or iHeart Radio, rather. It's on Podbean. It's on Spotify and Amazon Music. Or you can just go to daydreambelieving.com and you'll see all Michelle's episodes. They'll drop there each week when she drops her new latest episode. So make sure you give it a listen.
Thank you.
Subscribe to it and tell your friends about it.
Tell your friends, because we're going to have a good time with
this. This is one you want to tell your friends about, because they're going to be inspired. And that's what Michelle wants to do through it. She wants to inspire people. She wants to... don't just sit around and dream about stuff. Actually try to make your dreams come true.
It's plus relatable topics, like things that we all struggle with or things that a lot of people think about but don't talk about. Yeah, it's going to be a good mix of all kinds of things. So yeah, definitely check it out. And I would love to hear your feedback. So we do this one on Monday. Well, even though it's Tuesday, my days are all screwed up.
Yeah, so normally Tuesday is our recording of the live podcast show, which comes out on Wednesday.
Yes, so that's usually Wednesday. We're not here this week, so...
We're not there this week.
There this week. Oh my God. We're not there. My here's and there's are screwed up.
Today is Tuesday. It's the TMSM podcast, even though it should have come out yesterday on Monday.
Yeah.
Today is actually Tuesday. We're not recording the live podcast show, but we'll be back home next Tuesday to record that one with Greg.
Right.
And then
Thursday is Daydream Believing.
Yes. So we'll get that recorded today. And that's the release on Thursday of this week. So, and I just want to do a quick shout out again, just to remind you guys that TMSM Radio is out there. So if you guys want to go listen to your Disney music while you're at work, in the car, or whatever, go to TMSMradio.com. You can listen to it. And it's all kinds of different Disney music.
And no commercials.
No commercials. And it's parade music and show music and just park entrance music, things like that. So it's just a good way to put yourself in the Disney frame of mind.
It's magical.
It is magical. Some days you have those days where you just need something to make you smile and happy, and that should do it. I hope. And then I also wanted to mention MEI Miles Fan Travel, the official travel sponsor of the Mainstream Miles. Becky and her team can help you travel for anywhere, Disney, Universal, or if you want to go anywhere in the world on a cruise ship, Royal Caribbean, or anything like that, she can help you out. So we just want to throw that little shout out there for her. Becky's great. So if you guys use their services, make sure you mention you got it from us so they know where you're coming from.
Exactly.
So the only thing, so in regards to Adventures in Florida Living, as Michelle said, we traveled Monday this week, and last week was spent a lot getting stuff ready to come here.
Right.
So we really didn't do a lot. We had a lot of orders for Lost Princess Apparel we filled last week.
I was working on my book.
You're working on your book, but we did go to a media event on Friday night.
We did, and it was a lot of fun.
It was a whole lot of fun. You want to go ahead and talk about it?
Okay, so... yeah, I should refresh myself because I have to do a segment for Fox 35 this afternoon on it. So the name of the place is called Pinstripes, which I found out is actually a chain. Mm-hmm. They have some in other locations. Yeah, how many?
This was the 17th location.
And aren't they all mostly north of Florida?
I want to say they are, but if you want to go ahead and talk about it, and I'll look that up.
Okay. So it's new to Orlando, and I had not heard of it before. I was not familiar with it. So I didn't really do a lot of research or whatever, because like anything else, when we go to a media event, I kind of want to be surprised.
Right.
And boy, was I surprised.
It was really, so really quickly, just want to run through the location. So there's another one in Aventura, Florida. They're in Illinois, Minnesota, DC, Kansas, California, Maryland, Ohio, Texas, Connecticut, New Jersey. And there's a new locations coming to Belleville, Washington, Coral Gables, Florida, and Walnut Creek, California.
So there's like one in various places. It's not like a chain where, you know, you like Red Robin where you're...
Right. It's not like McDonald's popping up in every other...
No. So it's very scarce, but it seems like it's growing. Yes. So when we pulled up, I was really shocked at the size of this place.
It's huge. I did not expect that at all. Because we had looked it up and we knew it was a bowling bocce bistro what they use. But I kept thinking in my head, like Splitsville.
Me too. Like Splitsville. It's like, it's double Splitsville.
It's double Splitsville. It's more, I don't want to say elegant, but it's more higher class looking. than just a bowling alley.
What are you trying to say about Splitsville?
Oh, nothing. Splitsville's just a fun, great place to go.
I love Splitsville, by the way.
Their food is the best.
And their frozen drinks are top notch.
But this one just seems a little bit, it's hard to believe it's a bowling alley.
Right. So like when you go in, it almost looks, you know what it reminded me of? Because, so they have a second floor and it's open, mm-hmm. like open patio yes. type of thing. The aesthetic when we first walked in reminded me of Paddlefish at Disney Springs because it had all the windows. Mm-hmm. Then there you go upstairs and there was, you know, the balcony, but it's way bigger than that.
Right, right.
Way bigger.
And if you're curious to where it is, so it's near I-4, near the outlet malls of Vineland.
Yeah, not far from Vineland.
No, not far from the outlet malls of Vineland, just down from Disney Springs, actually.
There's a big old Target in the parking
lot. There's a big Target in the parking lot. If you're familiar with the Cheesecake Factory, there's one of those over there in that area. Mm-hmm. Chicken Salad Chick, which is one of our places we love to go, is over that way.
Yeah. So it's not far from Disney. No, is what
by
we're
Shake
saying.
Shack, there's Chick-fil-A, but there is a Target, like you said, over there that was just opened last
year. Yeah, that whole area is really building up. They keep adding more and more because it's not far from the parks. So you have to look it up. But let us tell you a little more about it.
Yeah, why don't we go ahead and you start us off, Michelle, since you were covering it for media and you looked at it differently than I probably did.
I don't know about that. Well, okay. There's a huge staircase when you walk in that goes to the upstairs. But behind the staircase, there are bowling alleys. Mm-hmm. There are bars in various places. We went upstairs to the patio area, but the patio area is only part of it because... there's almost like a banquet room.
It did. It looked like and they had screens showing like how you can have events there and people had like a wedding reception in there.
Or even like a shower.
Or a shower, yeah.
Something like that.
And there was even like a small private room that looked like it had four lanes of bowling in there that you could
have. Yeah, there was like little bowling.
It was kind of cool.
And I don't know. So the bocce was on the second floor over to the side. It wasn't like, so they have way more bowling space than they do for bocce ball.
Right, bocce. So we were up on the basically the rooftop patio area, I guess you could say. And there was two bocce areas up there.
Right.
There was actually another bocce ball on the first floor, but it was kind of behind the door where we walked in.
Oh.
So it was kind of hard to see, but it was back there. It was an indoor bocce ball area, though, which was kind of cool. We didn't get to play bocce ball. We didn't even get to bowl.
Well, truthfully, so we found it was actually pretty crowded for a media event. And I think it wasn't just media. It was businesses in the area.
Yeah.
It wasn't just your typical media event. So we went up on the second floor and found a table.
Yes.
And we decided to take pictures, but we also were sampling the food because why not?
Why not? And the food looked, when we got there, first thing we actually saw was the dessert bar.
Yeah.
And it was crazy. So they had the big chocolate fountain in the middle of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the different things like marshmallows and pretzels and licorice and brownie and cheesecake pieces. And
oh, I missed the cheesecake pieces.
They were out when I went back.
Oh, you didn't
gone.
Get me one. I had Rice Krispie treats. I would have rather had the cheesecake.
I know. I wanted two, but some little kid grabbed the last few.
Well, I feel really bad now, so we're going to have to make another trip over there just because I want cheesecake.
And I think we will because actually, so the food was really good.
Everything food was good. Now, so we've talked many a times. I'm an Italian food snob.
Yes.
I mean, because I grew up with a Sicilian grandmother who made everything from scratch.
Right.
So, especially for pizza. I can't do like crappy pizza. Right. That was good pizza.
It was pretty good. It was more like the flatbread type pizza.
Yeah, like the flat brick oven type of pizza. And it was very, very good.
Mm-hmm. Had flavor. Where so many times it's just bread with ketchup, basically, and cheese.
They had like a caprese sandwich. They had, what else did I have on my plate?
They had that. They had the sliders, two different types of sliders. They had cheese curd, chicken.
Mm-hmm.
They had some kind of Parmesan chips that they make.
Okay, truth be told, it tasted like Ruffles.
Tasted like Ruffles, but they had a Parmesan baked into them. They were pretty good, actually.
Still tasted like Ruffles. That was the only thing I was disappointed about was the chips.
But the thing I was kind of looking forward to and I'd like to try is on Saturday and Sunday, they have a brunch.
Yeah, and who would have thought? So the other locations or people had already knew about it.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of the talk at the restaurant was, oh, you got to try the brunch. I guess the brunch is a big deal.
And I was looking over the menu that now the brunch is $35 a person, which really in Orlando, that's not
bad. It's cheaper than Disney.
And it advertised bottomless mimosas and spritzers with that. I didn't say there was an additional cost, so I'm assuming that's included in that $35.
But, okay, I'm down with that.
And it's a good Italian type brunch. They had a lot of Italian food on there.
I love that idea.
Along with the breakfast stuff. So I think we're going to have to go back there and try it on.
I'd like to try the brunch.
Yeah, I think we need to go back there and try it on the brunch and see how.
Or we even thought about, because, you know, when I look around places, I always think big. And I was thinking we could do a meetup here sometime, like podcast meetup or something with live podcast show or something for me for Daydream Believing. It was just a really nice space. So if you guys are in the area and you want to try something different, definitely check out Pinstripes. Again, not too far from the park. And it's really big and it's really pretty and it's a lot of fun and the food is good.
Yeah, and I don't know if you need a reservation, but you can make reservations on their website. So just you might want to double check that before you just show up. You might want to make sure you can just either just walk in, or if you want to get a reservation real quick, just to make sure you can have that taken care of. But seems like a lot of fun. I'm hoping to be able to go back in and thank them for inviting us out, because we did have a fun night.
Yes, I talked to somebody, I don't know who it was, online, as far as that goes, but and they sent an email. I would like to make contact with them again just to see what else that we could do to, you know, what else they offer, whatever. I just thought it was a really nice place.
It was. It was really nice. And I think it's a pretty good location. There's going to be a lot of traffic in that area. So it's going to help that area grow even more.
Yeah, good stuff.
But that was really all that was going on for Florida Living last week. Have a quiet week for us in Florida. We didn't go to the parks at all.
I was working, you know, I was in writing mode. So Scott was kind of running the Main Street Mouse for me so I could write, and I got a few chapters done. So that was, I felt productive.
Yeah. So when we get back to back to Florida from Michigan, we are all confused.
Where are we?
We are somewhere in North America. That's about all I can say right now.
Fair enough.
So when we get back, we'll start laying out the book and seeing how it's coming together.
Yeah. It's about time.
Yeah, it's got to be getting close for it to go to print, I think.
I think so. We'll see.
Weeks probably.
Don't promise too much. It's pressure.
How about can we safely say 2024?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, 2024, the book will be out.
Just not next week.
It might not be December 31st, but it'll be sometime in 2024.
No, it'll be done quicker than that.
So, but moving on, we can go on to Disney news. There's quite a few little things that have come out of Disney in the last week or so to talk about.
Okay, just go ahead and hit your list and we'll talk.
Well, the first one we have down here, and these are in no particular order, but we talked about CommuniCore Hall, which is opening on June 10th at Epcot.
Yeah, the new area at Epcot by the all that new stuff. And there's going to be a Mickey and Minnie meet and greet inside there.
Very cool.
And CommuniCore Hall is going to be where all the festival and special event type of things are, like the festival center, kind of what it used to be. Kind of like that. But I'm sure it's going to be fancied up. It's not going to be like it was before.
No, I'm sure it'll be a lot nicer in there. And that building looks pretty cool the way they've
made it look. It is a cool building. So I'm really curious to see what's going on.
But all the signage has been going up in the building. And
yeah, so the signage has been up for a while. They still have walls up, but at least we have a date to know when everything is going to be done.
Right. So most likely we will be over there. Actually, I know for sure we will be over there June 10th, and we'll get to that, why we know we'll be there later on.
So we're going to bookmark that, and we'll talk about that in a little bit.
Something else that debuted this past week at the Magic Kingdom was the Smell-O-Fins.
Smell-O-Fins. Yes, Smell-O-Fins on parade.
Smell-O-Fins by Scentsy.
Yeah. Okay. So I do sell Scentsy on the side. I sell Disney Scentsy. So it's kind of cool that because Scentsy already has a spot for a Flower and Garden where you can go and smell the different fragrances. And now at Dumbo, they have something set up too. So
yeah, they're Dumbo or they're elephant statues, but they look like they're painted with popcorn and such. So I'm assuming that's the fragrance.
Different smells.
Popcorn.
Yeah. It's kind of cool because you know, they have a whole Disney line, even though that not a lot has been coming out as of late, but they have some really good things. And then to see it in the parks too is cool, except you cannot buy Scentsy in the park. This is just a display.
Yeah, display.
To smell it, and you got to go find a Scentsy consultant.
Which Michelle, like she said, does sell it. And if you actually go to the Main Street Mouse, you can see a link that'll take you to her Scentsy.
Paging. Actually, I think my website is michellemarie313@Scentsy.
313?
Because it rhymed. Michellemarie313. But it's Michelle with one L, of course.
Not two.
It drives me crazy. That's right. So anyway, moving on.
Okay, so make sure you get to see the Smell-O-Fins. I think they're only there for a month. So you might want to make sure you get over there and see them.
Go over and smell them.
Go smell them. Something else we saw was a blog that came out this past week from Disney Parks Fly about Fantasy Springs merchandise for Tokyo Disney Resort. And they had some really great merchandise for Peter Pan and I think it was Frozen. But you were really intrigued by all the Tangled.
I don't know if I'd say intrigued. I'd say annoyed.
Okay, yeah, that's a fair way to say it's annoyed because you never get enough Tangled here.
But the merchandise is so good. I mean, they always get the good stuff. And they have like a whole, if you like Frozen or Peter Pan or Tangled, especially since we don't get enough of it, they have some really great merchandise, popcorn buckets, all these things that are going to be out for the new areas that they have and the new rides.
But of course, it's in Tokyo and not.
Which I will never go to.
You don't say never.
It just makes me mad because, like, why do they get all the good stuff?
Well, while you're on that tangent then about why do they get all the good stuff, Disneyland Paris also unveiled some new suites that are coming to the Disneyland Hotel out in Disneyland Paris. And there is a Tangled room suite that has I think it's set off of her tower. So there's like wall paintings like she did in her tower. There's little nods to Pascal and such like that. Mm-hmm. Pascal's dresses on the bookshelf that he wore in the movie. So yeah, it looked really cool. The whole Disney.
And they're getting a ride over there too for Tangled. But so actually I wasn't quite as bitter about this one because it's closer than Tokyo and I can see myself actually going to Paris one day.
Okay.
That's more doable. I can, you know, figure it out how to get through it, whether it is melatonin or a couple of stiff drinks. Usually it's drinks. But you know, my whole point is I could get to Paris a lot easier.
And the flight's not really that much longer than California.
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
So we could probably do it.
Maybe someday. But I told him, I said, what we do is we book a Tangled suite like for like a year and a half, 2 years away.
We need time to pay it off.
We need time to pay it off. But actually, their prices aren't that bad.
No, they really aren't. I checked.
Sometimes cheaper than California.
Sometimes. And I noticed that a lot of like the hotel there, the suite and such includes your park tickets, includes breakfast, which not something we're even here of at Washington.
Oh, heck no. Disney
World. You don't even get a donut for free. You got to pay for it all. It's all not included in the price. So there you get those kind of things. So it's little things like that that makes it a little bit easier.
Yeah, it seems like they offer more.
Yes.
For less.
Yes. So I'm kind of curious. I would like to go to Paris and then maybe drive over to Italy. I know it's, or take the train to Italy to go visit it while we're there. I mean, if we're that close, we might as well.
Yeah, you know, that's an important trip to me.
I know it is. So if we're in Paris, I think we would spend an extra 2 to 3 days.
We're just dreaming here. Like, we don't have the money to do this. No, we're just talking.
So if you'd like to donate to us.
If you could donate, we're going to get a Europe GoFundMe going.
Yeah, there you go.
But no, it's something to think about. And you know, I'm all about having something to look forward to or goals or whatever. So Paris is on my goal list for some point in my life.
Yes.
So we'll see.
Almost like a bucket list.
Like it's a little bucket list. It's a travel bucket list because I think that would be so cool.
I think it'd be fun.
But yeah, so maybe someday.
Someday. Another thing I wanted to mention here was Anaheim City Council approved the Disneyland expansion that's coming to Disneyland this year.
Yes.
It was huge. It's their biggest expansion ever. I think it's
ever
in the history of the park. It's going to transfer their 490-acre campus into a densely populated Southern California. It is the biggest expansion ever for the Southern California theme parks. And who knows what it can mean? I know they've talked about possibly bringing Frozen area over there or a Zootopia area.
Enough Frozen.
You're tired of Frozen?
Yeah, and I'm mad about Tangled. If you hadn't heard.
They should put a Tangled area over there.
Yeah, they should. See, I would even be happier about that because that's even closer than Paris.
And we go there at least once every other year.
Yeah, we go there. So, yeah. So speaking of, now I was scrolling in my always looking quest of news and such. And mind you, I'm tired, but I do believe somebody posted something about permits or something filed for Animal Kingdom.
Oh.
That area that's
the old Dinoland. Hester's Dinoland.
For Dinoland, which desperately needs something.
Desperately. And it's shocking to me because for years, whenever Disney did construction or whatever, they hid it. They'd put up those drapes that what used to be there looked like, the kind of pictures and such, you wouldn't look in that whole dinosaur area. Just kind of the ride was removed and then just a big,
it kind of looks like hole. An abandoned carnival.
It does. It's like the carnival just picked up and moved overnight,
or people just started quitting, you know, they're working on a shorter shift. I mean, I don't know, but you know, then there's the like all the like we talked many times about D23's blue sky options, and you know, could it be Zootopia? Could it be Encanto? People are still talking about that, which I don't fully understand that one in Animal Kingdom. But what? No,
but anymore, I don't understand a lot of the choices they make.
Well, a lot of stuff doesn't even have to. That's okay. Sidebar: a lot of stuff does not even go together at Disney anymore.
Like so, 1900 Park Fair.
Like 1900 Park Fair. So it's like, who knows what they'll put in this space? Because I really don't think that there's theming, mm-hmm. but it's not as precise as it used to be, because right. you would try to find something that relates to something else in the area.
Right. And to the park and the park's objective, or their, I guess you could say their target of what the park has to represent.
Yeah. I don't know. So look at the World of Pandora back over there.
Yes.
That doesn't really...
No,
it does, but it doesn't.
It does, but it doesn't. Yeah.
Right, because that's all fake. Our make-believe creatures and whatever right. else. Spoiler alert, that stuff's not real.
You ruined it for everybody just
now. I know, those blue people aren't real. If they have that there, then I guess why not throw stuff behind dinosaur?
They could do Wall-E at Animal Kingdom. I know you're not a Wall-E fan.
I don't like
Wall-E. But I think it would actually fit at Animal Kingdom, since that movie dealt with like environment.
Those are robots, not animals.
It is, but how they cleaned up the earth, because everybody, the earth got.
Or they can just get a remote control Wall-E picking up trash in the park. It'd be the cool. same thing. I could get behind that one.
Yeah, I'd be up for that. I mean, we need one of those at home.
We do. I need one for the house.
To follow Ava around.
Oh my gosh. And the kids.
And the kids.
And Jack.
That's funny.
But yeah, so it'd be interesting. And plus, I know this isn't on the list, but Animal Kingdom's birthday was yesterday for Earth
right,
Day.
Right.
So speaking of Animal Kingdom,
yes.
And I don't know about you guys, but we've talked about this before, that it's our least park that we go to. And it's, I was looking for pictures yesterday for something to post.
Right. I heard Rivers of Light music playing when you were searching.
You did. I loved Rivers of Light. That's when I liked Animal Kingdom. But I was looking for photos, and I did a search on my phone for Animal Kingdom.
Yes.
Do you know the pictures came up from July? We haven't been since July.
Wow. I didn't think it was that long. Wow, really?
That's the photos I have.
I know the last time that I remember being in the park was during Eat to the Beat concert series at Epcot, because I ran into Wanya Morris from Boys to Men. I was walking around, and remember I talked to him in the store.
I think that was when we were there in the summer, because the festival started early.
Oh.
Which we're going to talk about that in a little bit. So we're going to bookmark that too.
Yes. Actually, do you want to go into that now? With today, Disney announced the dates for Epcot's International Food and Wine Festival.
They did. And interesting enough, the dates, it's what, August 30th?
August, I got it written, 29th through November 23rd.
Okay. Which, since COVID, it's been early, like 4th of July.
Yes.
And now it's back to being more on par with how it used to be. Instead of like a 4-month festival, it's back to like two.
Yeah, 2.5 or so months. And this one's a good one, but it's always so crowded for Food and Wine. It's so hard to get through the crowd, especially on the weekends. It's just hard.
Oh, and we don't even like to go. I don't even see the big deal about it, truthfully.
No, I mean, they get some great food options. I know the one thing that always comes up is the waffles. The Belgian mm-hmm. waffles.
The Belgian waffles.
The fruit or the chocolate one. Those are really good. I always like the Eat to the Beat concert series, though. There's usually pretty good
musicians. We're just really bad about remembering to go.
I know. We're so close. We could go any night of the week.
We could go every night if we wanted to, and we don't.
No, we get almost lazy. It's like, I don't want to drive.
I forget. Like, I don't know why. Like, there was artists that I wanted to see for Garden Rock series, and haven't seen any of them.
No, we haven't gone to one of them yet this year at all. Probably almost done, but we probably will. They haven't announced the Eat to the Beat concert yet. I would guess that'll be coming in the next couple of weeks, and we'll see who's going to be coming.
I hope somebody good.
Yeah, it's usually
they're better in the fall.
Yeah, there's a handful of the staples that we've gone seen every year that they've been there. I know we always go for Joey Fatone and friends.
I hope they're back. That's a good time. We go all weekend for that. It is.
And you never know who he's going to bring out.
No.
So like last year, he had Montel Jordan, Lance Bass, Ryan Cabrera.
He always has Ryan Cabrera.
He does. MC Search. Was
yeah,
there
so we'll see. But yeah, so the dates are, the moral of the story is they're going back to how it was before, apparently. Yes.
So August 29th through November 23rd, there was a blog that hit the Mainstream House today about that. There's some pictures of some of the merchandise that'll be coming.
Which I wasn't really impressed with the merchandise. No,
it didn't really say, oh, I got to get that. But nah. As more gets released, we'll see what else happens.
Yeah, I hope they have something better than what they showed, but we'll see.
Right. So and last kind of thing about Disney news we wanted to mention is that Michelle and I received a media invite last week or the week before that we're going to be going on the Disney Magic in early June.
And not to see the ship.
Not to see the ship, because we're going to go see Disney's Lookout Key at Lighthouse Point.
Yeah. So we're getting a preview of the new cruise island before it opens to the public.
Yes. And it's very exciting that we get to go see that. And the Magic is a ship we both like.
Yeah, we've only been on the Magic once, but it's got Marvel and it's got Tangled, so it appeases both of us.
Yes.
But the whole, we're going out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yes.
And seeing the new island for 3 days. And then, after the fact, a few days after.
No, the day we get.
No, so, no, I mean, I'm talking about invites. Then okay, so I RSVP'd to that. And then a few days go by, and then there's a, for the 9th through the 11th, there's a media event here. Oh, no, there. Sorry, I'm in Michigan. There.
At Walt Disney World.
At Walt Disney World. So we get off the ship on the 9th in the morning, and then there's another media event that starts right away.
Yeah.
And it's for the new additions at Epcot and to see Tiana's Bayou Adventure.
Yeah, so we are going to have the footage and such of the Bayou Adventure from that weekend. Hopefully they let us share it.
I was just going to say, because there are some times that we go and cover events, and yes, we get to see it, we get to talk about it, but sometimes they don't let us take photos or video.
Right.
I hope that's not the case.
Yeah, I hope the embargo is lifted and that we're able to share that, because we will definitely get video and photos and such of the ride if we're able to, and we will share that with everybody. Also, that's why I had mentioned Communicore Hall opening on June 10th. We will actually be in the middle of this Disney media event, so we'll most likely get to see that before that opens to the public.
Yeah, so all the new stuff that's coming for the summer, I'm guessing we're going to get a preview of during those couple of days. Yes. But so yeah, so 3 days on the ship, and then we get off, and then we have more media stuff. Yep. So we'll remind you before that, because I know that a lot of you are going to be curious to see all the new island, or especially the new ride. So yeah, it'll be exciting. I'm looking forward to it. I feel like I'm tired already.
I know. It always gets when we start thinking about these events, and when they're two of them like that, because cruises wear us out anyway, because usually they have us up early and we're staying
so
up late working and such. And then to get off the ship, and literally the day we off the ship is the 9th, and we have to go to Walt Disney World on the 9th to start working.
Another
I know people event. Oh, it's Disney. It's not work. Well, it is when we have to cover certain things certain ways and certain times, and we got to put it all together and make it all go out. Really
well,
nice
we,
media.
Okay, time to toot our own horn, because I'm going to. Not everybody covers events like I do.
No.
I really bust my behind and get a ton of coverage. My Instagram stories are flooded. So, when I'm supposed to be working, I do a ton, and I don't, you get mad at me because I don't stop
don't
or take
stop.
Enough time for, leisure too, yeah. But it is a lot of work. People
it
don't
is.
Understand how much work it is.
And it's funny, cause we'll get invited to something, even a dinner or something someplace else. And they're like, oh, can you do two Instagram posts or two Instagram reels rather, and a blog later on it. And Michelle does two before the appetizer hits the table. So it's like, she does like 20 pictures at a restaurant or whatever, wherever they invite us to cover, and then writes her blog that's really good always about it. And then we review it all, and it's just, it's a lot of work, but it's also why Disney keeps inviting us to things, because of the coverage they get.
And that's a big reason I value, like I said, I value what I have. I value that I've been on their list for this all this time. Mm-hmm. And I know I'm not pointing out who, but there's a lot of people that show up and don't do a ton of coverage.
Right. They come to get the swag.
They get the swag bags pictures. And take selfies and whatever. Not me. So I really think it's important. So you guys, I will definitely do a wonderful job. Scott will be helping me. We're going to have a video of everything that we can. But again, we will remind you before it hits, because it's going to be busy.
It will be. It'll be busy. So we'll be tag teaming, where Michelle will probably be doing a lot of the coverage, and I'll be trying to push it all out on the channels to get it out to everybody as we're doing it. So we'll see. And I think on the cruise, we're probably going to take our soundboard with us so we can record on the cruise, because even if we don't uploaded. I think it's a better way to capture like our opinions.
And why it's still fresh in our minds.
Exactly.
Too.
That's what I'm thinking. So I'm probably going to take our podcast board with us on the ship and then we can just plug it in and we can record.
Talk about what we're seeing instead of waiting to write an article.
Yeah, because I don't want to forget. Especially on the island, there's going to be so much on that island that we're going
to see. Yeah, there's going to be a lot to soak in. I'm really curious to see if it's going to be very similar to Castaway Key.
Yeah, I don't know. The pictures look great. I mean, the pictures actually, when I first glanced at them, I thought of Volcano Bay.
Oh, nice.
Just the way it kind of looked to me reminded me of kind of how
I know. It's kind of, I think the theming is going to be completely different.
Yeah, and we've actually been on that island just recently when we were on the Princess Cruise. The other half of the island is Princess's Island.
Yes.
So we actually got to see Princess's side. And then everybody's like, yeah, but Disney's over there. And you could kind of see it from the
ship.
You could
see kind of like tents or something that was up or cabanas or something. Right. It was really hard to see because we were on the opposite side. But yeah.
Right.
So whatever we can share with you, we definitely will.
Definitely. So it's something to look forward to coming up in June.
In June. Which will be here before we know it.
Yeah, May's kind of quiet, but June is going to like hit the ground running for us, I think.
June is going to be nuts.
Yeah. And then we have personal travel in June. So it's going to be a busy June for us.
I'm tired.
And then August, then we get through July with 4th of July and all that, and then August we have
D23. Yeah, I'm still on the fence. We're supposed to be going.
One other thing we wanted, and I apologize, I know the show is a lot shorter than normal, but we did want to get something out, but we did want to talk about that there's a rumor floating around that Universal might be closing
Rip Ride Rocket.
There you go, that's how you say it.
Or the ride that... It has people's heads spinning when they get off.
They do.
So I read somewhere again that in fairness, I'll out myself. I'm in some Universal groups on Facebook because we cover Universal too. Mm-hmm.
And we love the parks.
But there's chatter. Let's say there's chatter.
Chatter.
So that ride could be closing mm-hmm. in 2025.
Wow.
Or... My thought is, would they close it or retheme it or, you know, use the bones of the attraction and make a different type of coaster? I used to, I loved that ride until I didn't.
Yeah, it's one of those rides. You get on the ride, you select what music you want to listen to.
I always used to pick Stronger by Kanye West. I don't know why.
And then you get on the ride and you do a lot of loops. You do a lot of spinning. It's a very fast moving coaster and it's pretty long actually for the amount of space it takes up.
But there's a lot of you know, turns here, turns there. Mm-hmm. Spin in it. I take motion pills when I go on rides. I remember the very last time we rode it, I did take motion pills. You remember I had to sit on the curb for like a half hour.
You didn't feel it. Rode it the one time. After I rode it the one time, I was like, okay, I've done it. I'm good. I don't need to ride that one again. And I don't know how they would do it because isn't there a part where it kind of goes through a building at one point in the back, like by the Jimmy Fallon Experience, it comes out and does a turnaround.
Yeah, you know what? There's track back there.
Yeah.
I don't know how they would do it. Again, it might not even be closing. I'm just telling you what I saw.
Right. So I guess we'll see, but we'll keep it. But it's a newer ride, so I'm kind of shocked if it would be completely going away. But
I don't know how newer it is because like what seems new to us.
That's true.
Look how quickly they can close stuff.
That's true.
And time goes by so fast.
And with Epic Universe coming out, that's where all the priority is for Universal right now. So who knows about this one? If they'll wait till after Epic opens and then maybe start redoing it.
That's a really good point because that would be a whole other undertaking of, you know, to close that ride and retheme it or do whatever the heck that they're going to do. Plus all the stuff going on at Epic Universe and the new hotels over there and all. That's a lot.
Yeah. They have everybody over at that property doing all the building. They're trying to get that knocked out as fast as they can so they can get that park open for 2025. So
that'd be a lot to put on your to-do list for 2025.
It really would be. But good for Universal. You know,
good for you if you can handle it. I couldn't.
And like we've said, we're excited about Epic Universe. We think it's good to bring that kind of competition for Disney because competition is better for the fans. I mean, competition gets us more things to do
in
the parks. So if Universal comes in and they do this great, phenomenal park and everybody loves it, well, then Disney's got to step it up to get everybody's attention back to Disney. So
I love watching all that.
Oh, it's so much fun.
The different parks compete for different things because like SeaWorld is opening their new penguin truck.
Yes.
Sometime this year. So SeaWorld, you know, say what you want about SeaWorld, but they do have some good coasters.
They do. And they've built quite a few of them over the last few years. They keep opening one a year, I think, roughly. And they've got, I think, one more planned after the penguin one. I think there's another one planned.
Do you know, I think the problem with SeaWorld, and it's not their problem, I guess. I think it's people in general, because when people come to Orlando, they're always thinking the top two.
Right.
You know, either go to Disney or hit up Universal. Yeah. I think Disney is the main one that brings people in.
I agree. Yeah.
Then, you know, Universal is a close second, but they're building a whole new park. And then SeaWorld doesn't get it talked about as much.
Right.
Or people don't be like, I know when we lived here in Michigan, I don't think I ever heard anyone say I'm planning a Orlando trip to go to SeaWorld.
No, never even talked about it.
No, it was always Disney. And it's a decent park, and the rides are great.
They're it's a great park, very affordable park at that.
It's affordable. And Mako is one of the best rides around.
Mako's great.
Like Manta. It makes me scared.
Their water park is great. Aquatica.
Aquatica is a great park.
Discovery Cove. If you have the means, you can go to Discovery Cove and swim with dolphins and do all that fun stuff.
I want the means.
I know. It's fun. We got
another GoFundMe. Yeah,
we got to do Discovery Cove once many, many years ago, and it was so much fun.
It was in 2015, and it was in February. I remember it was a little chilly.
It was a little chilly, but we still got in the water. We swam with the dolphins, and it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, so unless they have media again, I don't know when we're going to be able to go. But anyway, my whole point is that I think a lot of people forget about SeaWorld.
They do. So the way you said that, though, that when people plan a vacation, they think about Disney 1, Universal 2, and then maybe SeaWorld 3
or some
whatever.
People just go to Florida. I know when we lived here, a lot of people were planning beach vacations.
Right, beach vacations. But what I was going to ask you is, so with the third park opening for Universal, the third major theme park, I know they count Volcano Bay as another park, but I don't count water parks as a park. I'm talking about the actual physical theme parks. Do you think it's ever going to get to the point where Universal is a draw for people and Disney becomes the, you know, let's go to Epcot for a day, that people might come down here to do all three Universal parks and say, hey, we have an extra day. Maybe we'll go over to Magic Kingdom for a day while we're down there. That's what Universal wants to get to.
I think so. But I also, now, okay, for all intents and purposes, I do believe that could definitely be a possibility, mm-hmm. because Universal offers some great things.
They do.
But you have your Disney diehards that no matter how wonderful it is over at Universal, they're going to be like, I still want to go to Disney. Yeah. And you do have those people in that mindset. And I think for a while, I was probably one of those until, you know, when we moved to Florida and we started seeing other things and doing other things. And we're like, hey, there is more to Orlando.
There is so much more to Orlando. People don't even realize. And granted, a lot of that was because of Disney. A lot of these other companies brought their businesses to this area because of Disney, but they're all succeeding. They're all doing really well. So there's enough tourism here for everybody.
There's enough to go around.
There is. But I really think that Disney in the back of their head has to look at Universal and go, Volcano Bay is a great water park and gets a lot of press for how good it is. Mm-hmm. Epic Universe is getting a lot of press before it's even open.
Yeah, there's even nothing to show yet.
Yeah, so you got to wonder, Disney, because beyond Big Thunder Mountain, but build a fifth gate. You know, quit talking about it. Just start building. I know it'll take them forever.
Stop talking and start doing.
Just exactly. start giving the blue sky dreams of what you might do.
Yeah.
And just say, you know what? We're doing it. And go forward with it and make it happen. But I think Universal could give Disney a run for their money. And this new park is going to be so big. Mm-hmm. Two new hotels going over by there, at least so far. They're really going to, I think, give Disney a run for their money. And like I said, that's great for the fans because we get
to reap the benefits of the competition between the two of them. And full disclosure, when we go to Universal, it is packed.
It is.
I mean, it is on par with Disney as far as crowds go. It is packed. So there are people, obviously, that are Universal fans.
Yep.
It's just so weird how like the Disney bubble is its own like universe.
And
people are like, well, no, it's got to be Disney. It's got to be Disney. But if you open your mind a little bit, you can see that there's a lot of other things to do.
And if you're a Harry Potter fan, I'm sorry. Those Harry Potter areas at Universal are phenomenal.
Yes.
They are just absolutely amazing. Those two rides are fantastic.
And
the two main rides.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It's like being in the movie. It's cool.
It is. So if you haven't given Universal a chance and you've been on the fence, but give it a try.
Give it a try. You might actually like it.
You might actually like it. We do love going there whenever we get the chance, and we're looking forward to HHN coming up.
Even me, big scaredy cat, I'm looking forward to HHN.
Can't wait this year. So, but that's all I had on my list, but I do have a question for you, as I do every single week.
Okay.
Because this is where you guys get to know Michelle a little bit better.
Like they don't know me from yapping all this time. All right, go ahead.
So this one you may have answered over time, but I've never had it just asked to you. What is your fondest memory of Disney? Walt Disney World in your entire life. So
that's when your first visit, how?
You could have two.
Okay.
If you want to group ones together, like if you want to say like, oh, I don't even want to put anything in your head. I want you to tell me what your fondest memories of Walt Disney World would be from your life experiences. Like, what's the thing that you, every time you think about Disney, you're like, this one makes you smile or this one makes you.
Okay. So you might know the answer to this one because it's the one I talk about the most and have over the years was Andrew's first trip.
Okay. Yep.
And for me, it's because I talk about it a lot and it stuck out with me a lot because I felt like it was a full circle moment. Mm-hmm. Like I was a Disney kid and I was, you know, it was my favorite thing. Right. And my whole life, I always said that I couldn't wait to share that with a kid of my own.
Right.
And when I finally got to do that, that trip was so great. He was one. He mm-hmm. just, actually, he was just shy of one. And it was the best memories because, like I said, full circle. Like, I did all this and now I get to share that with someone else.
Right.
And those memories were great. And then when Aiden came along 3 years later, same thing with him. But truth be told, I remember Andrew's trip more.
Huh.
And it's
could that be just because you were dealing with both of them for Aiden's trip? It wasn't like where Andrew, you were able to focus on Andrew.
I think because it was just Andrew and because it was the first time ever having to experience taking a baby out to a busy place like that. And so by the time Aiden came along, I believe I was a more seasoned pro, I guess you could say.
Yeah, that makes
so
sense.
So it was easier because, like, at that point, Andrew was such a good baby that when Aiden came along, it didn't feel like a lot harder, I'd say, because it was just, when you start immediately getting used to these sort of things, it just becomes second nature. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. It does.
But yeah, I think Andrew's first trip stands out to me a lot.
Okay. I was just curious because I know a lot of people, when you hear them talk about their best experience at Disney, it's usually seeing Disney through somebody else's eyes.
And yeah, it was my boy.
I mean, I've got a lot of great memories, but one that always sticks out to me is Michelle Perna's first visit.
Yeah, that was a great one.
Seeing her turn down Main Street and see the castle and just the tears and the happiness coming out of a woman, an adult.
Yeah, it wasn't a child.
It wasn't a child. It wasn't a young adult. It was, I mean, she was our age coming there.
Are you calling us old?
No, I'm not saying old, but I'm just saying.
And this was 10 years ago, by the way.
Yeah, it's not.
She wanted to go her whole life and then finally got to go. And when she did, it was an absolute joy to watch it through her eyes.
And then we saw Frank the same way. We got to do the same thing with her husband
a couple years later. And it's the same thing. Mm-hmm. And so my other bestie, Paula, her and I had been to Disney together before. Right. So she saw it all. So we were all standing back looking at Michelle like...
I was filming it, I believe.
I know. It was so great. And I think that's another great memory is being able to introduce somebody to your Disney world, so to speak. Definitely. And to see it all for the first time because Disney is, you know, it's a luxury. It's not a necessity. And a lot of people, you know, want to go so bad they make it a goal. And some don't ever get to go for whatever reason.
And that was her growing up. She had always been told we're going to go one day, but it just never... Things happen. And she was just never able to get there, but when she was finally able to come to the TMSM meetup.
Yeah, it was our first big meetup.
Our first big meetup. And they came in early so we could go, or we stayed after the meetup day or whatever it was, and we took her to the Magic Kingdom, and it was just
took them to the Halloween party that year too.
Yes, we did. We had a lot that week.
We did a lot because I was like, okay, so if my friends are coming here, we're gonna be the tour guide.
We whooped it up.
We whooped it. But we get like that anytime somebody comes to town. Mm-hmm. We just like want to show them as much as we can.
It is. And we whenever we've gotten to take, like, even when your mom and dad came back for the first time and had been decades since they had been there.
Yeah. I had something to prove with my dad, though.
It did. And we proved it. And me and Michelle used to play tour guide where Michelle would talk about like all the current stuff. And I would talk about like the history and the why certain things are the way they are at Disney. And it was very informative. And her dad's like, this is really cool. Once he learned more about what certain things meant and could see it, he really enjoyed what he saw. And he was out there, Festival of Fantasy, had his camera out, and he was taking pictures and filming the parade as it went by. So we sold him. He became a Disney fan that day.
I think so. But now that he's seen it all, when they come to town, he just kind of wants to sit around and go to restaurants. Like, he's kind of over it.
The springs are about as much Disney as he wants.
And plus two, you know, it's expensive.
It's very expensive.
I mean, yes, we're on Disney's media list, but we got to buy our own passes, and we have to, if somebody comes to town, they have to buy a ticket.
Yeah, and tickets are $170 for some days, depending on what day they're coming in town.
Oh my God, it's outrageous.
And if you're not a person that's going to ride the rides, like your mom and dad, they're not going to go ride a lot of
rides. I feel bad having them buy a ticket because I don't think they get the most out of it.
No, they're not. I mean, Epcot, you can walk around to the booths in the countries and see all that stuff. So it's not as much rides. I mean, there's rides you can do that aren't intense or anything like that. But spending that much money and not really taking in the attractions that are there, it's kind of a, I don't want to say a waste, but it's really hard to go ahead with that expense and not know you're not going to get the full value.
But when 2 years ago, my mom and dad came to town with my brother and sister-in-law and my nephews, and we went to Magic Kingdom, and that was fun. And we had taken we had gone before that with my brother.
Right.
Before
there was any nephews.
Before there was any nephews. And when we went 2 years ago, even everybody had a good time. We went in the morning. I think we still left by like 4:30.
Yeah, we weren't there. We didn't stay to fireworks.
No, not even close.
Because the kids were tired. We were tired.
It was hot. It was very hot. It was in June.
Right.
But yeah, we didn't. Even with a big group like that, and you know, the kids' first trip, we still were out of there by dinner.
But I remember the first time we took your brother and Amy.
Yeah,
they went with us, and you got your brother to put on mouse ears.
I did.
And it was like, that was the picture you wanted more than anything. You wanted your brother smiling at Disney.
It was like a half smile.
You got it though.
I still got it.
You got it.
I was like, ha, got you.
And we were there for mom's birthday.
We were.
So we have the picture of all of us on Main Street for mom's birthday.
We got pictures of my brother on roller coasters and stuff. And he ended up like, so my brother is really hard to entertain sometimes. Like you have to go the extra mile, and he actually walked out of there smiling. So again, felt accomplished.
He had a good trip.
He
was smiling that whole trip. He said he needed the break from Michigan and work. And
sometimes you just need a break.
Yep. And he got it. And that's what Walt wanted when you go to Disney. He wanted you to forget about life outside of those walls and forget about the real world for a little bit of time. The world never stops.
But nowadays it feels different because it's just so expensive. And
it is.
I know we got to wrap up, but my dad was just telling me somebody from church had gone to Disney recently, and they were complaining how everything's nickel and dime and how expensive it was and how they spent way more than they thought they were going to have to, like as far as like food and everything else. And they had a good time. However, they felt it was way too expensive now.
Yeah. If you don't know what you're going into and you don't have a plan of how much, I mean, because money is usually a problem for just about everybody going to Disney.
Right. And they couldn't believe how they charge for everything now.
They do.
I mean, they charge for everything and all the prices have gone up so high. I know if it were us when we used to take the boys when they were little and we used to wait for a good special or whatever, those prices will never be seen again. And if we lived in Michigan now and we wanted to vacation leisurely like we did before we ever Main Street Mouse or whatever.
Right.
I don't know how we would afford it.
No, it's one of those things that you really have to save for and you really have to budget it to make it work to have the most of your vacation.
And we'd have to save a lot more than we used to have to save.
Well, yeah, because we used to be able to do it for under $1,500 for a week. And now you're looking at $4,000 to $5,000 for that same
trip.
That's
insane to me. I'm sorry.
It's sad that that's how much inflation and prices have gone up, but people are still paying it. Those parks are not slow at all.
Oh God, no. I mean, we don't see it from a full on point of view as annual pass holders because we get to go. We don't have to buy a ticket and parking and all that every time we go. But as for the people that are coming in from out of town, it could be sticker shock. You can book a package and pay that package off. But that's just the beginning. Right. Once you get here or there.
Your room, your park tickets, and most likely your flight or your travel expenses. But
food,
once you get there,
souvenirs, if you want that god awful ratchet genie plus, you gotta do that too.
But you go to the first walk up food place. If you got a family of four, you're gonna spend $70 at least.
At least.
And that's if you're all getting cheap meals.
Those are chicken tenders and stuff.
They are, but I mean a Coke alone is almost $5. So it's like it really adds up quick. So you really have to go in there with a plan. So
you need a plan.
Yeah, my advice is if you're planning your trip to Disney and it's been a while, really research everything before you just
maybe open a second credit card somewhere.
Second credit card, refinance
the house.
What we got to do? Cash in your 401k. Forget about retirement. Just you want to go to Disney once, you got to pay for it. So, yeah. But I guess that's it for this week. I guess we can wrap it up.
Yeah, we didn't think we were going to go an hour, and we did.
We did. So, do you have anything else you wanted to mention before we log off?
No.
Okay. Just one more time again.
He's like, no. Okay then.
Well, again, MEI Moss Fan Travel, for any of your travel needs that you need, there's a link on our site that'll take you to fill out a no obligation quote from them. They can help you anywhere, not just Disney, but anywhere in the world travel. They can take care of it for you. Also, TMSM Radio, please go out there, check it out. Give us a listen. Suggest it to your friends who love Disney and want to hear Disney music and such like that and parades and stuff. Also, Michelle's Daydream Believing podcast on Thursdays. Make sure you subscribe, download it, share that with your friends. The live podcast show
on Wednesdays.
So make sure you're the same thing there. And Michelle and I are both on that. That's all I'm going to say. I'm going to let Michelle close us out. She's got one point to make.
I got one point to make.
It's all yours.
We also put out a new pre-order today at Lost Princess Apparel for swing skirts and bags.
Yes. So make sure you get that out there. Sorry, I thought I was done, but I'll have that there for about a week or so, and then we'll put the order in. And those expected to arrive early to mid-June.
Yeah, they're really cute too.
Yeah, they did come out really well. So, okay. Well, that's all I have. So I'm going to let you close us out, Michelle.
All right. Well, as always, thank you so much for listening. Thank you for the support. Thank you for all that you do for us and that you have for the past 14 years, because if you did not, we would not have this job and the opportunities that we have. So, you know, God bless you for that. And we are saying see you real soon from Michigan. So, yeah. See you real soon.
Our trip around the Magic Kingdom is almost complete. I can't thank you enough for spending part of your day with me. And I hope you've enjoyed your journey as much as I've appreciated being a part of it.
Ladies and gentlemen, please gather your belongings, watch your head and step as you exit, and take small children by the hand.
On behalf of our entire flight crew, thanks for soaring with us.
Now I will raise the safety bar, and a ghost will follow you home.